Shift by Standard Bank, the home of global citizens. Shift helps you buy, send and store local and foreign currency anytime, anywhere, directly from your mobile. Visit getshift.co.za to download the app. Powered by Standard Bank.
It's August 2021, and this is the 12th audio episode of The Shift Lift, the regular news digest of the app for the globally minded, based in South Africa. Shift operates under the license of the Standard Bank of South Africa Limited, an authorized financial services provider. FSP number 11287.
In case you missed it,
Africa eyes digital currencies.
Central banks have always issued physical cash, but never digital money. The digital balance in your bank account is issued by a commercial bank and is not a liability of the central bank. However, central banks in Africa and around the world are considering issuing digital currencies and will be closely watching the pilot project in China.
There are many laws in Africa that are underutilized. You cannot develop a digital asset without a strong securities law. So we'll use the capital markets and securities authorities. We will create what we call an evolving legislation or regulations, a sandbox, so to speak. Even the creation of special economic zones on the continents, there were no laws. But some of us pioneered this concept, and legislation caught up afterwards. So yes, we will work with the authorities. It's very, very important.
Foreigners love SA shares.
Foreign equity investors have been year-to-date buyers of MTN, 4.7 billion rand, Amplat, 3.6 billion rand, Nedbank, 2.8 billion rand, Bite, 2.2 billion rand, and First Rand, 1.9 billion rand. In June, the equity stocks in demand from foreign buyers were in TFG, Implat, Sanlam, Nedbank and Sibanye. For the year to date, emerging market equity inflows have amounted to $35.6 billion.
It's actually crazy how some of the small caps has really performed extremely well on the JSE, and so there's a lot of opportunity, but I mean, even those companies have run hard. So
yeah,
I'm happy with, you know, it's a very interesting space where we are now, actually, because all global markets are quite expensive. And if you look at how South Africa's market has performed, it's been doing very well.
Busy bonds.
Primary bond market activity rose sharply in June 2021, with total issuance, bonds and commercial paper of 15.8 billion rand, which is up 44% month on month and 15% year on year. Nedbank Group was the largest issuer in June. First Rand Bank, MTN Group, Rand Water and Sappi were noteworthy issuers.
There's a very sharp turnaround in these 6 months, essentially driven from credit, so a much lower credit charge. And I have to say, the expectations that we had for how our portfolios would behave through this pandemic, and you know, how non-performing loans would manifest, I think all of that is probably turning out better than we anticipated.
Resources on the rise.
Commodity prices remain at very high levels. Iron ore and copper prices reached all-time highs before Chinese buyers pulled back. Thermal coal prices have also risen to over $120 per ton. Chinese demand for manganese from South Africa remains strong, but exports are made difficult due to low levels of rail availability and high freight rates.
After 30 years of insufficient investment in our ports and rail network, we are unable to meet demand. At our ports, we have increasing turnaround times for freight, and our rail network is unable to meet demand. So we've seen a decisive shift from freight being transported by rail to road, which increases transport costs. Transnet's investment plan will see those trends reversed. Transport costs of freight should decrease as freight transportation increases by rail and decreases by road, and our ports will be better able to cope with increasing demand.
Ground net zero.
The net zero carbon pledge has been taken up by investment firms and will affect asset prices and capital markets. The global investment industry oversees about $100 trillion of assets. SA asset managers handle about 2.9 trillion rands of that amount. Those who sign up to the Net Zero Asset Managers Initiative will avoid firms who don't offset large carbon emissions.
Companies have been making a lot of promises lately.
We're going to reduce our carbon footprint to net zero.
It's committing to net zero emissions.
We can achieve a net zero emissions world.
But what does net zero actually mean? At the most basic level, net zero means not putting any more carbon into the atmosphere than you're taking out. Climate scientists say the whole world needs to get there by 2050 if we want to avoid the worst consequences of climate change. And the companies that make all of our stuff are a key part of that. Like it or not, we need companies to go net zero. But if they say they'll do it, we've got to hold them accountable.
Do you have a million rand coffee habit?
Standing in line at your favorite coffee shop, you may think the most important decision you need to make is what to order. But spending that 25 rand could cost you over a million rand in the long run. Maybe it's time to wake up and smell the compound interest. Imagine if at 18 years old, you started saving 25 rand every weekday instead of spending it on coffee. Even though you would only be saving 500 rand each month, if you earned 6% interest, by the time you retired at 65, you would have over a million rand. This is the cumulative effect of saving or investing even a small amount of money consistently. And it's particularly powerful when you combine it with a special ingredient, time. To put it another way, if you started investing at 18 with 100 rand each month in a small amount of shares from a promising company, and you earned 6% returns on this until you were 65 years old, you will have earned over 300,000 rand, while only investing 56,000 rand. But should you wait till the age of 25 to start investing, you will only accumulate 199,000 rand, or one third less. And that is a conservative estimate. In the real world, investing in blue chip shares can often lead to exponential growth over time. For example, if you had the foresight to invest in just 5 Apple shares in 1980, at today's exchange rate, your shares would be worth 945,000 rand. Bottom line, the earlier you start investing, the more you can harness the power of compound interest, which means your money makes more money for you without you doing a thing.
Shift conversation starters.
Money.
According to a 2019 report by iDefence, SA has the third highest number of cybercrime victims worldwide. South Africans lose approximately 2.2 billion rands a year to cyber attacks.
I wouldn't put this down to South Africa being weaker in security. I would just put this down to a numbers game. It really is. I mean, the fact that we are third in the world could point to the fact that we actually have quite advanced hackers on the African continent. And the first country African hackers are going to go to is South Africa because of our economy, then Nigeria, of course, Kenya. But, you know, African hackers are extremely, extremely skilled. Particularly South African hackers as well.
Culture.
The intelligent investor is a realist who sells to optimists and buys from pessimists. Benjamin Graham, economist, professor, and investor.
And I must say frankly that our studies indicate that you have your choice between tossing coins and taking the consensus of expert opinion. And the results are just about the same in each case. And everybody in Wall Street is so smart that their brilliance offsets each other. And that whatever they know is already reflected in the level of stock prices pretty much. And consequently, what happens in the future represents what they don't know.
Society.
Amazon's Jeff Bezos faced backlash after thanking employees and customers for paying for his maiden voyage to space. Having recently stepped down as CEO of the $1.7 trillion company, Bezos still holds sway as the executive chair. Politicians and celebrities pointed to complaints from Amazon workers of poor working conditions, long hours, and low pay, plus accusing Bezos of not paying his fair share of taxes.
Look at Amazon founder and CEO Bezos. According to ProPublica's reporting, back in 2007, his wealth increased $3.8 billion and paid nothing in federal income taxes. And it's all legal. thanks to U.S. tax codes, which focus more on wages as opposed to investments, which are usually taxed at lower rates.
Balance.
Napping is becoming part of the new normal. Studies show sleeping during the day, even for short periods of time, allows us to reboot and be more productive, positively impacting mental and physical health. Dr. Charles Ciesler, a chronobiologist and professor of sleep medicine at Harvard Medical School, coined the term sleep machismo to describe the mistaken belief that rest is a waste of time. And big tech corps including Uber, Google, and Facebook have started to encourage napping with flexible schedules and offer sleep pods to help improve productivity.
On top of all this, it seems that we're just about evenly split between nappers and non-nappers. Nappers consistently show cognitive benefits from napping, but non-nappers may not. Researchers think this could be because nappers are able to stay in a lighter sleep and move through sleep stages more easily. Meanwhile, non-nappers may experience more deep sleep while napping, making them groggy afterward. So, will a nap help? Well, there's only one way to find out.
Shift is an app for global citizens based in South Africa. It helps you buy, send, and store local and foreign currency anytime, anywhere, directly from your mobile. Visit getshift.co.za to download the app, powered by Standard Bank.